Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Here we are on a Monday at the start of a brand new week of radio broadcasting and podcasting as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I am glad you have joined us, and let me start with a question. Did you sleep well this weekend? Did you get a good night's rest last night? How has your sleep been recently? Are you a well-rested person? These questions have bearing on what we are discussing here in Genesis chapter 2, verse 21. The Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. God puts Adam to sleep, and while Adam sleeps, God is surgeon, taking a rib from the man to make the woman, and we're coming to that. But as I shared with you on Friday, there is a pattern in the book of Genesis of God putting men to sleep in order for God to prove that while these men have a part to play in the fulfillment of God's plan, only God can make God's plan a reality. You might remember that we looked at Adam, Abraham, and Jacob. In the case of Adam, God fulfills God's plan for marriage and the multiplication of people on the earth. In the case of Abraham, God fulfills God's plan for a covenant between himself and Abraham's descendants. And in the case of Jacob, God fulfills God's plan for that same covenant as demonstrated in Jacob's family life. The texts are Genesis chapter 2, Genesis chapter 15, and Genesis chapter 28. I trust you remember that. It is true that while we sleep, God acts. One of the truths about sleep is that we are lying there, defenseless, exposed to all sorts of danger throughout the night. But God is not asleep. As we rest, he stays up watching, defending, protecting, and providing. Psalm 121 says, God who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he will neither slumber nor sleep. Psalm 121. So for those of us who trust God, for those of us who have put our faith in his Son, Jesus Christ, we can rest easy, knowing that God is the night watchman. He is on duty at the door of our bedroom. We have nothing to fear, no need to be anxious, nothing that can cause us to toss and turn and to lie wide awake. And yet I ask, how has your sleep been? Often people do not sleep well. And one of the main reasons for this is that we are in a kind of tug of war with God for control of our lives. We think we have the control and we have to make things better in our lives. So we stay up half the night or all the night plotting and planning and worrying about what we will do with the next day. We think of ourselves as being sovereign over our lives and God as not really being sovereign. Our mentality is, I am in charge of my life. I have to make it a success. I have to solve my problems. I have to do better. I have to correct my failures. If something is to be made of my life, I must make it happen. We do not depend on God. We depend on ourselves. Friends, no wonder we do not sleep very well. I am not here suggesting that we have no part to play in living our lives to the glory of God, in honoring him with what he has given us. We do have a big part to play. However, what Adam and Abraham and Jacob's sleep proves is that God is sovereign. God is in charge of our lives, and God can do a lot in us and for us if we will submit our plans to him and turn off the lights in full confidence, believing that even while we sleep, God is working out his plans for us. May I ask that you consider letting your Heavenly Father tuck you into bed each night for God to put you to sleep, as it were, and that you rest easy, trusting that he is working all things together for your good if you love God and are called according to his purpose? I also shared with you last time Psalm chapter 127, verses 1 and 2. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. It is vain for you to rise up early, to retire late, to eat the bread of painful labors. For God gives to his beloved even in his sleep. I love this. I am very guilty of thinking that I must build my life. I am the one to labor. I have to get up early and get going. I must somehow in my own strength and willpower stay up late tonight and get my work done. Painful labor is required from me. No pain, no gain. I have more Bible study to do, more commentaries to read, more research to get the teaching on God is right, more writing, and more, and more, and more. There's always more. Then I can second-guess work already completed. Next thing I know, it is 2 a.m., and I toss and turn all over again. But listen again to how verse 2 of Psalm 127 ends. For God gives to his beloved even in his sleep. Anyone who loves, follows, and obeys Jesus Christ is God's beloved. So I am the beloved of God, and so are you, my brother and sister in Christ. Well, listen, God gives to us even in our sleep. That is exactly what God did for Adam and for Abraham and for Jacob and for others and, yes, for us. So this message today is not just for you, but first and foremost for me. I am telling you, I have just counted 12 reasons why I should not sleep well this very night. 12. But it would be a sin for me to wrestle for control of these matters from God. What I need to do is pray. Ask my Lord for a good night's rest. Ask to sleep soundly, and then do it. I think you will know what I mean when I say this. It has amazed me that when I am facing some problem, let's say when I give that problem to God in a brief, to-the-point prayer, and then I take a good rest, wow, by morning that dilemma seems less consequential or solved. But when I keep awake trying to solve it and worrying about it, well, then when the morning comes and the sun starts shining through the blinds, I am exhausted and prefer to just roll right over, pull the covers up over my head, and then finally to sleep the next few hours away. Next thing I know, half the day is gone. Can you relate to that? Well, then consider Adam. Consider Abraham and consider Jacob and how God acted while they slept. Here we have God working out his sovereign purposes in their lives while these men enjoyed a deep sleep. And that is what Genesis 2 verse 21 says, "The Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept." Sleep. My, how much we all need a deep and satisfying, good, long sleep. To get it, I submit to you that we both trust God with our lives, with our problems, and with all our anxiety and worry. He is in charge of our lives, not us. Let us see what he gives us as we sleep. I am not saying there are not reasons for us to be so concerned about our lives or the lives of people we know and love that we just cannot sleep. I already told you I have 12 reasons. Of course, there is much that is worrying about life in this country and in this world at present. But you just remember, God is in charge. He is working out his purposes for you and for all people. In the words of the Apostle Paul, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." That's Philippians 4, verses 6 through 8, in case you are curious. You can look it up on your own. It's from the New Testament book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. With that as context and as a way to speak to you pastorally, let me suggest to you that God is surgeon in Adam's life, and as surgeon, God uses a divine anesthetic on the first man. Genesis 2:21. The Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. What is an anesthetic? It is an agent that a doctor will use to take away a sense of pain. There is general anesthesia, which involves loss of consciousness. If you have ever had surgery, this was used. You go into a deep sleep while the surgeon opens you up and fixes what is wrong. And then there is local anesthesia that involves loss of sensation in one area of the body only. When you get a local anesthetic, you do not lose consciousness, but you also do not feel pain. Perhaps your dentist has used that in your mouth. Tomorrow, I will have a short story for you about the use of the local anesthetic in my life. But for now, please capture this. God did not give this divine anesthetic to the man because the man was going to be in pain. This is the garden in Eden before sin enters the garden. There was no pain. The reason God put the man to sleep was so the man would not witness, would not watch as God removed his rib. As one Bible commentator puts it, the horrid experience to see a portion of yourself removed. Yes, Adam must have been very thankful that God first put him into a deep sleep and then removed his rib. Adam would not want to have watched that. I don't think you or I would have either. Well, we'll come back to this tomorrow. In the meantime, I encourage you to rest well, my friend. Let God give you rest. He will be up all night because God neither slumbers nor sleeps. He never sleeps. So enjoy your rest, and then if you would, come back and join me again tomorrow, for God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.